Henningsen, and today I want to talk about connection. It really goes beyond communicating. Connection takes effort and intention, and honestly, most of us aren't great at it. Now, post-COVID, a lot of us are struggling just to regain the headway that we made in communication, collaboration, and relationships overall, much less trying to establish that deeper sense of connection. So let's just reset and recommit right now, shall we? I want to share 5 points about connection. You've probably heard some of these before, but I want you to listen with intention and really ask yourself, have I been doing this? Is there a way that I can do this better? Number one is be clear with what you're saying, okay? Super, uber clear, actively listening to others, fostering open dialogue. I know you've probably heard this a million times, but are you doing it? Be honest with yourself. Maintain trust of your team and the stakeholders through your consistent action, your transparency, be very open and honest, and acting with integrity. Super, uber important. The third is to be intentional about bridging any cultural gaps that may exist. You want to promote inclusivity. You don't want anyone to feel like they are ostracized or left behind. And leveraging the diversity that you have on your team as a strength, because it is, okay? Those aren't just happy, fluffy studies that have been done. There are facts and data that support this, that the more diversity you have on your team, the greater opportunity you have to build a strong team. So really think about that one. Number four is facing conflicts. Okay, I know it's easier to avoid. Oh, it'll just go away. It feels icky. I get it. I don't like it either. And sometimes avoiding conflict is really just delaying. So when I talk about avoiding conflicts in a positive way, I really mean you're just delaying it because emotions are too high. You don't have the information or the data you need to make a good decision. And so you're just delaying it. Okay. So it's delayed avoidance, right? Ultimately, you want to face those conflicts. You want to do so constructively, promoting mutual understanding among everyone involved and finding win-win solutions. You don't want anyone to feel that they lost when they're walking away. Give them a win. And lastly, change. Okay. Really need to connect during change. And what do? We disconnect, right? And no, it doesn't work. You have to clearly communicate the vision of what's happening, whether it's departmentally or organizationally, provide any support that they need, and actively involve them as much as possible. Make them a part of it. Okay, so really think about these things. And as always, be here now.